This is Wes.
Hello, my name is Caitlin, giving you a call back from customer service.
Yeah, what's your company?
We're a third-party call center, so we service different companies.
So I got a bill that I paid last month to you guys for, how was it here, if I can find it again. Damn. Took too long to call me back.
I can pull it up if you can confirm their zip code.
32548.
And your name?
Picard.
Say it again, sir.
P-I-C-K-A-R-D. Picard.
You said it's from last month.
I'm trying to find the damn thing. It was in.
Okay.
No, actually, it was in November.
Okay. One second. Okay, can you confirm your mailing address?
My what?
Your mailing address.
What, street address?
Yes, yes, sir.
428 Cardinal Avenue.
Thank you. Let me see. You got the Postbox product. It was a part of a promotional deal for an online store called Factory Direct Savings Store, and they do charge a membership fee. So you were charged a membership fee of $54.97 on November 3rd. They give you a $125 gift card each month that you're enrolled for the Factory Direct Savings Store. But like I said, that membership fee is what you were charged on November 3rd.
I didn't knowingly join that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it would have been in the terms and conditions when you got the post office.
It only shows
that's not
up as vitality. It only shows up on my invoice as vitality, $54.97.
So it's not something you would be interested in keeping as far as the membership?
No, I'm not interested in keeping it.
Okay. You want to write down your cancellation number?
Write down the number?
Your cancellation number?
Yes, go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie.
I'm sorry.
It's C as in Charlie.
Right.
Two. Oh, you said wait.
No, two, C, two.
Uh-huh. 5-8.
5-8.
2-0.
2-0.
3-0.
3-0.
4-5.
5.
And that is all.
Okay. Those will show back up as a credit.
The $54.97, because it's a valid charge, we can do a 35% refund. But I know you said you weren't aware that it was going to charge that, but because it's in the terms, it does specify in the terms and conditions.
Okay, so you're going to rebate all of it then, right?
It'll be a 35% refund that'll go back to the card.
I don't think that's right because I don't join groups like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your companies, this is slick marketing crap. And I might have done something inadvertently, but I don't join groups.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me check for a minute. I do understand what you're saying, because you may have just seen, like, the advertisement, but in the terms is where it tells you about that part. One second, I'm trying to write a supervisor. Okay. We could do 50%. It'll only be on the $54.97, but that'll be half of the amount that you spent on the membership.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Discover and just challenge the whole thing.
Okay. It's not a guaranteed refund when you speak with the bank, only because it's a valid charge because you agree to the terms and conditions. If you would like, I can speak to a supervisor and see if we can try to go ahead and waive all of it for you, but I'll have to get it verified first.
If you're not going to do that, I'm going to go to Discover and do that anyway.
Okay. So do you want me to verify that
with
the supervisor?
If you can do it yourself, that's fine.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I just need them to verify that I can do it. That's all. 1 second.
All right.
I'm still here, so give me 1 second, okay?
All right.
All right. Okay, so it did go through. You can check your email in a few minutes. I sent the email also to you. Hello?
I just did the send receive button and nothing.
I'm sorry, you said you did what, sir?
I hit my send receive button and nothing showed up here.
For the your email?
Yes.
Oh, it takes a few minutes to come through, but I just now sent it. It's just going to show you that you have a refund within of $54.97. But sometimes it takes a few minutes to come through. For the refund, it can take 3 to 5 business days to come back through to the account. That's the main time frame.
Right.
It can come through quicker than that, but that's the general time frame for it.
Okay.
All right. So I refunded it, and then I canceled it. So you shouldn't receive any more bills for that as well.
All right. I appreciate your help.
All right.
Thank you
for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.